While we might not be the smartest,
what do you mean I'm not an expert?
We're definitely the hottest.
Hey everyone, come and see how good I look!
Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And today's dialogue actually took me back to, long, long ago. It's 1991. I'm
当你还是一个小孩子的时候。
Yeah, back when I smiled. I'm 8 years old in Ireland and playing this game. And let's just go straight to the dialogue and see if you guys can figure out what game this is.
我猜就是白太太在书房用匕首杀死了尸体先生。
错了，你又输了。
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌。
是，可我有书房的卡。
白太太在我这儿呢。
啊，你们都骗了我，我问了白太太的事儿很多次了。
那你都是问的我。
而且匕首在你自己手里。
啊？你怎么知道？
偷看的呗。
Okay, let's go through this line by line so we can see exactly what's going on here.
我猜就是白太太在书房用匕首杀死了尸体先生。
我猜就是白太太在书房用匕首杀死了尸体先生。
I'm guessing it was Mrs. White in the study who killed...
Mr. Buddy, 尸体先生。
Oh, really?
错了，你又输了。
错了，你又输了。
Wrong. You lose again.
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌。
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌呀。
But you said you didn't have Mrs. White's card.
是，可我有书房的卡。
是，可我有书房的卡。
That's right.But I have the card for the study.
白太太在我这儿呢。
白太太在我这儿呢。
Mrs. White's here with me.
啊，你们都骗了我。我问了白太太的事儿很多次了。
你们都骗了我。我问了白太太的事儿很多次了。
You guys lied to me. I asked about Mrs. White a bunch of times.
那你都是问的我。
那你都是问的我。
But you were asking me all those times.
而且匕首在你自己手里。
而且匕首在你自己手里。
Besides, you're the one who's got the dagger.
啊？你怎么知道？
嗯？你怎么知道？
How do you know?
偷看的呗。
偷看的呗。
I snuck a peek. Okay, let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with some more in-depth notes.
我猜就是白太太在书房用匕首杀死了尸体先生。
错了，你又输了。
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌。
是，可我有书房的卡。
白太太在我这儿呢。
啊，你们都骗了我。我问了白太太的事儿很多次了。
那你都是问的我。
而且匕首在你自己手里。
啊？你怎么知道？
偷看的呗。
其实我是最近才知道这个游戏的，我觉得非常好玩。中国好像很少有人知道这个游戏。
Yeah, well, I seriously haven't played it for years and years. And so I was having to sort of dust off my memories of this game because I'd forgotten all about it.
对，但是现在好像有了一个中国版，就是中文的。
Probably, yeah. I mean, there are Chinese versions of like Monopoly and stuff like that too, apparently.
对，我们先看看生词吧。
Yeah.
书房。
Book room.
对。匕首。
Dagger.
尸体。
A body or a corpse.
嗯哼。明明。
Obviously or openly.
牌
card
书房匕首尸体明明牌
First, let's get started with the main grammar point, which is
明明
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌
明明
And it's hard to translate into an English word because what it really does is change the tone of a sentence.
没错，在对话里我们的句子是这样的。你明明说你没有白太太这张牌啊。
So if you really want to translate 明明 there, you can say like, but you openly or but you blatantly said you didn't have this card. But what he's really doing is saying, you know, but you said, you know, it's changing the tone.
强调, to emphasize.
Yeah.
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌。
好,我们看下一个语法点。
And this one, you'll see, you can almost treat this as a vocabulary point. Right, we have
偷看。
你怎么知道?
偷看的呗。
偷看。
Which is to sneak a peek.
比如说偷看别人的答案。在考试的时候偷看别人的答案。
Right, sneaking a look or stealing a look at somebody else's paper. And you can use this with other verbs too, like
偷听。
Which is to listen in on or to eavesdrop.
小心。隔壁可能有人在偷听。
Be careful, there might be somebody listening in next door. So 偷 literally means to steal, and you can use it with these verbs to indicate that something's being done secretly, something's being done kind of against the rules, illegitimately.
没错。
你怎么知道?
偷看的呗。
Okay, so let's go back and listen to the dialogue one last time, and then we'll come back with some reflections on this criminal activity.
我猜就是白太太在书房用匕首杀死了尸体先生。
错了，你又输了。
你明明说你没有白太太这张牌。
是，可我有书房的卡。
白太太在我这儿呢。
啊，你们都骗了我，我问了白太太的事儿很多次了。
那你都是问的我。
而且匕首在你自己手里。
啊？你怎么知道？
偷看的呗。
This game.
I'm a fan.
How did you learn about it, right?
我是听有一位朋友给我介绍的，而且就在他给我介绍了这个游戏以后，当天我就看了这部电影。
Yeah, now the movie I've never seen, but
特别特别好，我觉得虽然有点老，然后那个画面质量不是特别清楚，但是电影非常好。
Yeah, well, it's got one of my favorite actors in it.
Oh, 真的?
Yeah, really underused actor, who has...played a variety of roles with aplomb and panache.
我觉得没有看过这部电影的这个大家一定要看一看这个电影非常好。
So if you guys can guess what this game is and specifically guess the Chinese title. We know you know the English title.
Yeah. Hold on a second. 我要插一句。这个中文的名字非常好非常有意思。
Yes, and it is not just a literal translation of the English. So look it up, see if you can find it.And if you can, then...
As usual, 给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com 或者是在我们网站上留言都可以。
We look forward to seeing you sleuth it out.
看谁先猜到吧。
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Have fun.
下次见。